Wisconsin Public Radio's Hope Kerwin reported that American farmers are bracing for the impact of new tariffs exchanged between the U.S. and Canada on both their supply costs and their sales. President Donald Trump's administration placed new 50% tariffs on around $20 billion worth of Canadian goods after trade talks between the two countries fell apart in late August, Kerwin reported. Canada came back with its own list of equivalent import taxes on American goods that went into effect on Tuesday. Amid a barrage of social media posts criticizing the United States' northern neighbor, Trump claimed Americans don't need Canada. But Jayesh Patil, associate professor of economics at the University of Oklahoma, said trade data tells a different story, especially for farmers and agriculture-related manufacturers, Kerwin reported. He pointed out that Canada bought $28 billion in U.S. agricultural goods last year, making it the second largest export market behind Mexico. "It's not really about winning or losing here," Patil said of the latest tariff exchange, according to Kerwin's reporting. "I think ultimately the heat is going to be felt by Americans." Agro LATAM's Marcus Ellington reported that the immediate agricultural concern is less about a direct tariff on corn, soybeans, or livestock, and more about the possibility that a broader trade confrontation begins moving through the farm economy. U.S. agriculture depends on highly integrated North American manufacturing, transportation, and input supply chains. Farm equipment, replacement parts, processing facilities, and agricultural infrastructure require steel and other manufactured components that can cross the border multiple times before reaching the final customer, Ellington reported. Any sustained increase in costs or disruption to those networks could eventually reach farmers already managing tight margins and elevated input costs. Canada and the United States have spent decades building an integrated continental market, and agricultural businesses operate within many of the same transportation corridors, manufacturing networks, and logistics systems as other industries, Ellington reported. A prolonged confrontation could therefore increase uncertainty over equipment prices, parts availability, freight costs, and investment decisions across rural America. Farm state lawmakers weary of impacts for farmers. Politico's Rachel Shin reported that farm state Republicans say they want de-escalation in Trump's trade war with Canada, wary of another blow to growers who have suffered financially this year. The United States' northern neighbor is a critical trading partner for their states, as Canada has historically imported large amounts of agricultural goods and energy, Shin reported. Some lawmakers expressed frustration at another trade war that sacrifices farmers' bottom lines after a trade war with China decimated American soybean markets last year. "We produce more beef, hogs, wheat, cotton, oil, and gas than we can consume," Rep. Frank Lucas Arakla said about his district, according to Shin's reporting. "So selling into the world markets is critically important to us. I understand Trump is a political and economic horse trader. I think he's trying to make things happen, but it's really stressful in my district. I'm ready for all trade wars to be over with so we can do business," Lucas added. Republicans, especially those whose states border Canada, said they want the Trump administration to return to the negotiating table and squash the beef with America's longtime ally. Farmers have already been financially battered by Trump's tariff regime, which shrunk their foreign export markets and increased costs of production, Shin reported. GOP lawmakers hope a resolution to the conflict is still possible despite the bad blood that's been seething between the countries during Trump's second term. Trump moves to ban some Canadian dairy products. ABC News. Fritz Farrow reported that President Donald Trump has escalated his economic pressure against Canada following its retaliatory tariffs against the U.S., issuing a series of proclamations Tuesday night to ban certain Canadian alcohol, dairy products, and motorcycles from entering America, and imposing his 50% tariff on more goods. The ban on the importation of some alcohol, dairy, motorcycles, and mopeds would take effect on Sept 29. At 12:01 a.m. ET, Farrow reported. The dairy now prohibited from entering the U.S. from Canada include multiple types of whey protein. Other products include cane molasses and non-alcoholic beer.